It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 666. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and staying subscribed to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is all one word, Mike Tech Show. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com or go directly to the website at instanthousecall.com. Use the promo code Mike Tech Show for your free 15-day trial. Well, show's a little different tonight for the intro, the outro, and what I'm doing for the topic, because it was pointed out last week, which I didn't even realize, tonight's show is 666. So I'm having a little fun. Tonight's topic, I thought, what do you do when your computer is possessed and how to prevent it? What we're going to do is going to go all of the free software that you can use to clean your system and keep it clean and stop the infections. We're going to start off with a program that it's no longer supported. Malwarebytes bought the program Junkware Removal Tool, JRT, and they are supposed to have incorporated it into Adware Cleaner, which is the next piece of software we're going to talk about. Something I have to ask Malwarebytes. JRT still finds things that Adware Cleaner does not. So I still run JRT because it doesn't take a long time and it's very easy to quickly run. And what you can do is easily clean up some things. I've had JRT do some great fixing for me. So we still have that in our arsenal. My team, we still use JRT first. Now you got Adware Cleaner. Now Adware Cleaner, they've made a lot of improvements, and Adware Cleaner will remove what they call PUPs, potentially unwanted programs. And that's what a PUP is. I've been using Adware Cleaner for years and years and years and have been talking about it. Malwarebytes also bought Adware Cleaner. They took JRT, supposedly rolled it in, and I believe they rolled in a lot of the functionality of JRT. Malwarebytes Adware Cleaner, the second thing that we run when we're cleaning a system. All of these links are going to be in the show notes. The one piece of software that is an anti-malware, it detects and it removes generic malware, advanced threats like rootkits, rogues, worms. It also detects controversial PUPs and as well as bad system modifications and corruptions. It'll find registry entries that will maybe intercept your TCP/IP. I've seen some DHCP registry entries that was wreaking havoc on a computer, and I've seen rogue killer just kill it. It takes a long time to run. Rogue killer has become one of our regular go-to programs, where before it used to be only if everything was dire and we still couldn't find out what was going on when we're cleaning the system. We always run this, always seems to find something deep and ugly, and you're able to rip it out. the next program that we don't run all the time. It depends on how fast the other three programs ran. Super Anti-Spyware. There is a portable version, but you know, it's very difficult to get the portable version running. Even though I try to set it up on my USB stick, I always have some issues. We end up installing the program, running it, then uninstalling it because I don't want to leave it there for the client. But Super Anti-Spyware does one thing really well: bad cookies. It will clean up very, very bad cookies, but it also finds things that the other programs fail to find. And it's just one of those things that takes a while to run. On the settings, I always go high boost and try to give it more priority when it's running so it can run faster. And by the way, I've done very well in running all these things remotely. Just remember to clean when Adware Cleaner finishes, it always wants a reboot if it finds something. So if you don't want to reboot, hold off running Adware Cleaner. But again, even if Super Anti-Spyware finds something really bad, it's going to want to reboot. The free version of Malwarebytes, you can download and run. If you've never installed it before on the system that you're running it, you get 15 days of the full premium version. And then it's going to ask you to upgrade and buy the premium. Running that is one of the best programs I've used in eliminating infections and problems. Full disclosure, I'm a reseller of Malwarebytes and they are a sponsor of the show. I wouldn't talk about it or be a reseller if I didn't believe in the program and the software. And it just runs and finds bad stuff. It is one program that I can count on. And by the time I run it after the first couple that I've talked about, sometimes there isn't anything there. But I'll tell you, lots of times I found infections with Malwarebytes, even after all the programs I ran before it has found something. Attacking a system that's possessed, you must do it in layers, and you're going to chop away. And every program you run, it'll get better. It'll get better. If the system is still crawling and you've been ripping out a lot of things, we're going to go over a couple tips to help where to look to possibly get some performance back and see what else is going on. We'll do that in a few minutes. But right now, I'm focused on the cleaning of the system, getting the system back to normal performance, ripping out all the bad stuff that's running. Next on our list is Zemana, Zemana. Nice little program. It's been a while since I talked about it. Very similar to Malwarebytes. They have a paid version for all the different premium features and everything. But for a standalone portable to run, that's a great go-to program. Here's a new one I learned, and I'm going to talk about this in conjunction with another program. It's called Dr. Web. They have a portable trial version that will help clean the system, and it runs pretty fast. Next, Kaspersky's TDSS Killer. This has got to be the fastest program that I've ever ran in this suite of all the software that we've talked about. TDSS Killer looks for rootkits. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't find anything, but when it finds something on that 10th time, there's no other programs that could possibly remove it. I add it because it's easy to run. And depending on the speed of the system, all these programs vary. By now, you could be in an hour into running all of this. I also judge by if it's a client that's not on retainer for me, if it's a client that is brand new and they're very budget conscious, I may not run like Super Anti-Spyware. I may not pull out Roadkiller because it takes so long. And I see what the other programs can chop away. And are things getting better? I want to go back to a utility that's great to run. I did a whole dedicated show on this, and it's the Windows Repair Toolbox. It is a phenomenal little program for the malware removal. It's where I found Zamana and Dr. Webb. When you download this program, it's sort of like an all-in-one catch-all of a lot of utilities. You can click on the icon and it will quickly download and run the program. Many of the things that we're talking about here tonight, you can run from this one program. On this list, you got Hitman Pro, Rogue Killers there, Adware Cleaner, Norton PE, Zamana, and Dr. Webb. For malware removal, on the left-hand side, you have R-Kill, TDSS Killer, Microsoft, MCSoft, Viper Rescue, and Kaspersky. It could take hours and hours for you to run all of that. Check out Windows Repair Toolbox because there are many, many other utilities that you can run that we're not even talking about tonight that can look at performance, that can look at cleaning up and solving other problems on the system. It's a great little set of utilities that it has to download. They're not all included when you download. It's sort of a launching pad to download those programs. And it's free. Right now, everything I'm talking about is free. We're going to move into the paid versions of some things in a couple minutes. Next, even though they have been branded with having malware included in certain versions of their software, I still use CCleaner Portable to help clean up and do repairs on the registry. You could line up 10 techs and you're going to have five say CCleaner helps and the other five are going to say it doesn't. I am a believer that CCleaner does help. So I run a couple of the utilities in CCleaner to do a cleanup of temp files in the cache and different other settings in the browsers. And then I do the registry cleaner and I run it till there's no problems. It usually takes three times. It's so fast, it's worth doing. We do this after everything's been cleaned and removed. But let's say now your system is still slow. So there could be other things going on. Crystal Disk Info Portable, you want to run to see, is there a hard drive problem? Two things are going to happen. One, if there is a hard drive problem, this is an opportunity to do an upsell and clone the drive or actually reinstall a whole new hard drive. The other thing is it will give you that health, that quick health of the drive so you can see, wow, this is where all the performance and this is, you know, what's happening. I've had this happen a lot where we started running Crystal Disk Info first just to get it out of the way to see, is there a hard drive problem or not? Now, is it the definitive end-all program that is a final determination whether the hard drive is bad or not? No, it is not. It is just an indicator. If it is bad, if you do get a yellow light or a red light, you know you got some type of drive issue going on. This next section of the show is dedicated to prevention. How can we position ourselves with our clients, their systems, in being proactive and preventing infections? And the one program, which I mentioned earlier, Malwarebytes, gives you a few things, not just cleaning the system, it's actively preventing web exploits, regular exploits from programs, malware protection, and the all-important ransomware. These are actively turned on in the premium version. So after the trial version of 15 days, you can have Malwarebytes where you got to then run it on your own after the fact. The best thing to do, though, is to be preventing it. There's lots of other software out there. I use Malwarebytes premium. Next, pair that with Windows Defender. Microsoft has made a lot of really good improvements to Windows Defender now with Windows 10. Make sure Windows Defender is active and running. Make sure you schedule a regular clean. Maybe one, even if it's once a week, it's worth doing. Windows Defender, the definitions and everything will update as part of the Windows 10 update. I would, at a minimum, if you're not going to run anything, this is the least you run. You got to run Windows Defender. That's enough. Quarterly cleaning with the programs that I talked about in the beginning and having Malwarebytes and running Windows Defender is enough that I have seen great success in keeping systems clean. Now, the next thing you can do is help with the browsers. It's in beta right now. Malwarebytes has an add-in to help the different websites. Right now, it's not for final release yet, but they're going to have add-ins for Firefox and Chrome. Be on the lookout for that soon to be, I think, released to the public for free. One thing you can do, and I don't have details here for tonight, but there's many ad blockers. The ones that I use is uBlock in Chrome, and then AdBlock Plus, I think, is another one. I'll try to put those notes together. And I think that having some pop-up blockers in your browser would be a big help. But you got to be careful when you're at a website and it's a legitimate pop-up could be blocked. I have an attorney that when I log into his system, we can't go anywhere. Everything's blocked. His browsers are so locked down that he only allows the certain sites that he goes to. So I'm trying to do some administration for his email. And I mean, I'm just trying to access things on like ShareWeb or Proofpoint, and it's blocked. So he goes way, way to the other end of the scale in blocking everything. And you could do that. It's a big help. You want to look at what are you doing? What's your budget when it comes to are you going to spend money? I want reasonably priced, good protection that I don't pay a penalty of CPU performance. And that's why I've settled on Malwarebytes and Windows Defender. Now, a couple quick tips. In Windows 7, there's a program called msconfig. You need to look at the startup and look at all the junk that's being started that you can uncheck. In Windows 10, it's part of Task Manager. So right-click on the taskbar, then pick Task Manager, and there's a tab titled Startup. This is all the programs that are starting in your system. And I'm looking at mine, and I have very few enabled, because I don't need all those things. Like, here's one I just found. There's a Logitech product registration. I just disabled it. I don't need to register the product. I have like 30 things disabled of all the software that's trying to automatically run. You don't need these programs to automatically launch when you boot your system. There's a few things I want, like my Microsoft OneDrive. I'm a user of OneDrive, so I want that to start. But if that's auto starting for you and you don't use it, don't do it. Like Dropbox, don't load it if you're not running it. I run Fences, so I want that. Even though I have iTunes, I don't need the iTunes helper. I don't need my Google Update Core running. If I want to update, I'll update it. There's a lot of programs that are fighting for that valuable startup, but they're killing you on performance. Take a good hard look at what is starting up. Also, something that I've come across are systems that are running out of space because they bought a solid state drive, but they bought one too small. The first thing to check, if you're having performance issues, check how much space is on the system and go right to Windows Temp. Make sure everything's closed. go into the Windows temp directory and delete the contents. That's one. The second is check for Windows 10 updates. This has been very, very common on performance problems, especially people with Windows 10 Home, where they can't pause updates. It's coming and you can't stop it. Last night, the son of one of my clients, his gaming system, performance was horrible. And when I remoted in, I found a ton of Windows 10 updates happening. I said, you got to stop what you're doing and you got to let this finish. When it reboots, it's going to take some time because it was the 1803 cumulative update, which takes a few minutes. I said, run the program, make sure all the updates are run and installed. And then I said, even when you're done, go back to the updates and check for updates again. When all the updates are done, then go test your game. He texted me when all that was done and he says, I'm back to normal. Everything's running fine. It was the Windows updates that was killing him. So that's something when now with Windows 10, if someone calls into us, that's the first thing we look at is the updates. Then I would say Crystal Disk Info. Then, okay, there could be some infections. The system could be possessed. So we're gonna unpossess it. We're going to clean it up and we're going to use the programs that I talked about. If they're a client of mine, they're already in a position where these things are being blocked. No software in the world can stop a human being from going to a website, opening up an attachment and clicking on something where it's asking and you say yes and you click. There's just no software is going to stop human intervention like that. Software is not going to stop a phishing scam phone call from Mike pretending they're Microsoft and they got to get in and log into your system because your license has expired. I mean, it's so stupid. I get recordings where it's a computer recording telling me that and then spouting off an 800 number that you got to call. Many, many people call that number, allow them to remote into their system, and then it just goes down from there and it's ugly. You've heard the stories, you've read about them, and it's a mess. And I run into this all the time, mostly with new clients. This past weekend, I had two clients like that from referrals from other clients where they called the number from the website that they went to. A pop-up happened and it's talking to them, telling them to call this number now. You're infected. Well, that is the infection. I've remoted in, cleaned up, took care of everything, put him in a position for setting them up with the Malwarebytes and Windows Defender, making sure going forward, they're good. We're going to see more utilities that focuses on cleaning up the individual browser. And I'm glad to see some companies starting with that. And that's something that I'll dedicate a show to in the future, where you are now cleaning Firefox, Internet Explorer, Edge, and Chrome, and being armed with the proper utilities that can clean them out, but yet preserve their bookmarks and their extensions. So that's where it's going to get tricky, and that's what we haven't seen great software to help us with that. I see that as the next step in the evolution of the software that's going to help us keep everything clean. That is it for show 666. The best way you can help support the show is use the Amazon link in the show notes. It's Carrie Holzman's link that supports not only the Mike Tech Show, but also Tech Vets. It supports Carrie Holzman and myself. That is a great way where if you click on that, you go to Amazon and you get your main page, and anything you buy in that session, a small commission comes back to support the show. But your price stays the same. Why not help us out? That's a great thing to do. Also, you got Instant House Call at instanthousecall.com. Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. Can't live without it. When I'm working on a system and upgrading a user to a new system, this is how I transfer their settings and all of their data. That is it. I will see everybody hopefully Thursday night next week at same time, same channel on Twitch. Bye-bye, everybody.
knives, weapons, sharpened knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, under wonder. But here comes the man with a look in his eye. It's fair or nothing, but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lives. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.